And a big welcome in for the podcast here at XBTV, The Backstretch, Friday Breeders' Cup Edition. Richard Migliori, XBTV East, Millie Ball, Zoe Cadman, Jeff Siegel, also known as the Hefe, myself, Aaron Veracruci. Guys, let's dive right into the Friday Breeders' Cup races, starting in race five at Churchill Downs. First running of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint. $1 million on the line, 5.5 furlongs the distance. Millie, we're going to start with you. And are we looking European? Are we looking American? Are we going to combine the two? Where do we go here in the first Breeders' Cup race on Friday?
I'm combining the two. I went with the two, Soldiers Call, who I think is the best of the Euros shipping in. He's had fabulous form this season. He's well raced. He's 4-for-7 lifetime already this year for Archie Watson. He's got Otis Murphy aboard. He's the up-and-coming hottest European rider right now. And then I looked at Wesley Ward. You've always got to consider him when you're dealing with two-year-old sprinting. And I rested on Stillwater Cove. I just think this two-year-old filly, she won first time out at Keeneland going 4.5 furlongs. Then they dabbled with shipping her to Ascot. Things didn't work out. But she seems like she is going to be better sprinting on grass in this country. So I'm going with her underneath Stillwater Cove, and you're going to get 20-1 the morning line odds.
You're going to get that on the morning line. I think she'll drift down a little bit because of the Wesley factor and the cutback in distance, the freshening. Soldier's Call, by the way, Millie, I think going to be a popular selection, yeah. Right, Zoe?
Absolutely. I'm with Soldier's Call as well. Archie Watson, a fabulous young trainer. Everything that Millie said and more about Soldier's Call, he had a great blowout at Churchill Downs. Squarely the horse to beat, but you cannot discount Bulletin in here. 10-1 on the morning line, American speed. If he can handle the softer turf course at Churchill Downs and gets loose in front, this is a horse who can break and go. He will be tough. And I'm also going to throw in one more of the Wesley Wards. It's not Shang, Shang, Shang. It's Chelsea Cloisters. I caught a gallop of hers on that rain softened turf course, sure, at Churchill. And she looks tremendous. I'm purely going over what I've seen over the turf course there.
And you catch a lot of the workouts on XBTV.com.
Absolutely.
Leading up to the Breeders' Cup two-day event. Jeffrey, who do you like in the Juvenile Turf Sprint?
The whole field.
Yeah.
Really. I have no real clue in here. I can find positives and negatives about every horse in the race. Soldier's Call just ran in the Prix de la Abbaye, and that's against older horses. Think about running a two-year-old in the States against the best older sprinters in North America.
They'd call you crazy.
Yeah, they'd call you crazy. They'd probably take your license away. But Soldier's Call ran an incredible race on Arc Weekend. The only thing about that was there's two negatives on Soldier's Call. First of all, in that race, he was getting 18 pounds from the older horses. So while he was a two-year-old tackling older, there was a rather significant weight break that he was getting. The second problem I have is that he's won 4 races, and every one of them has been straight to the lead. He's never won a race in which he didn't make the lead. He actually made the lead in the Prix de la Abbaye, so he's fast. But there's so much of
the American fast.
Yeah, but I don't know, and
yeah,
that's the problem.
You've
got a tremendous amount of pace in this race. You mentioned Bulletin, and he's very fast. Shang, 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 gate to wire in the Norfolk at Royal Ascot. She's very, very fast. And nobody's waiting around for anybody going 5/8 or 5.5 on the grass, because they hit that turn. And if you're not in a good position hitting that far turn, you're not going to probably win. So the bottom line is, if I'm playing a rolling exotic or like a pick three or whatever, I'm going to almost buy the field, because I don't find there's not a horse in this race that doesn't have credentials. Even the other Euro, Sergei Prokofiev, I think is pronounced. He's a deep closer, and that's not necessarily what you're looking at, but man, he can turn it on.
Distant cousin to Alexander Solzhenitsyn as well.
That's right,
so,
exactly.
There's a play there if you liked good literature.
Right. Strike Silver came from out of the clouds to win the Indian Summer. They all kind of came together in that race, though. I don't know how good a race that was. This is one race that, again, I don't have a great opinion, so I'm not going to produce one, but I am going to tell you it's my strategy, and that is to almost buy the race. I might do top and bottom and put some of the horses below the line that I'm not crazy about, but this is the ultimate grass grab bag.
All right, Migliori, are you jumping in to Salute the Soldier as well?
No, I'm going to the one horse, Strike Silver. He got completely eliminated at the break last time, rallied from off the pace for the first time in his life. He'd always shown high speed in his dirt races and was completely stopped in the midst of that rally, stopped cold. And I would implore anybody to go back and watch the trip this horse had no chance to win. And he got up and he beat, I think, a decent horse in Chelsea Cloisters. And I think there's going to be a lot of speed sign on here. And Julien Leperu on the turf at Churchill Downs, I'm about Strike Silver.
Strike Silver, I think you're going to get an overlaid price. 4-1 morning line, if I'm seeing that correctly. Let's move on to the Breeders' Cup Jubilee. Yeah, go ahead.
You have like a horse in this race.
Yeah, well,
I think you should tell us who it is.
Okay, so Perfect is drawn outside for Aiden O'Brien, third in a Group 1 last time out. When last seen, I like the spacing between the races, and I personally, I wanted to like Sergei Prokofiev. I wanted to like him, right. And I went back and watched him, and then I watched So Perfect run, and I liked her much more. I think she's classier, first time Lasix, and she's going to be a lot closer to the pace than Sergei.
She's a scat daddy filly, American bred, placed in two group ones in her last two races. I was
going to
mention her, but I didn't want to steal your thunder, and you almost didn't even take your own. So
People logging on to XBTV.com, they can get all of our selections and all the analysis. And we've got daymakers out there for your viewing pleasure
so
as well.
Perfect, so Perfect is a definite 12-1 you have to throw in. Okay.
Race number 6 on Friday is the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf. And since it's a lady race, let's go to another lady here on the couch. Zoe Kedman, who do you like and why?
I think the favorite is definitely going to be Newspaper of Record, and she's squarely the filly to beat. Yielding turf at Saratoga, yielding turf at Belmont. I think she'll handle just about anything. She's by Lope de Vega. She's the one to beat. But I'm looking to try and beat her with a filly who I know that Siegel turned me on to, and that is East, beating the boys last time out. She draws post position number 14. Who cares? She doesn't have any speed. She can drop in, and she has got a turn of foot that'll put an awful lot of these together. Now, she's not much to look at. She's daughter of Frankel. She's not very big. You're not going to be wowed at her if you see her in the paddock. But I think East and Newspaper of Record will certainly be a force to reckon with. But then I happened to see one gallop over the turf course this morning, Siegel, and her name is La Pelosa, 15-1 on the morning line, fresh off a win in the Natalma. As much as I like East, if you had to compare these two on looks and how they get over the turf course, I think I'd have to go with La Pelosa. East is my day maker, but now I'm torn. What am I going to do?
Bet them both because they're 20 and 15-1 morning line. I'm not sure you can go wrong there.
That's my trifecta. There you go.
I'll give you a trifecta. I like, as Zoe mentioned, East. I loved her win against the boys at St. Cloud in the great Group 3 race. She did it. She put all her run in like the last 16th of a mile. She's got a great turn of foot. She will get Lasix. I don't care about the 14, but I do like 20-1. I'll tell you that. So for me, East. But having said that, I think Newspaper of Record is exceptional. I think this is an exceptional filly. She's already won twice over Yielding Ground. That's going to be upper alley. She's got tactical speed, but she does need the lead. I think she's got a chance to be a superstar. And if she reproduces her best form, I think she is going to win. The other one I want to throw in, Concrete Rose, 6-1. Yeah. I love her inside draw. Another filly who'll get a great trip inside, saving ground. Undefeated in two starts, one sprinting, one routing, one from way back, one from a stalking position. She's a good filly. So for me, this is my major trifecta push. Obviously, Newspaper of Record, and she's the favorite, but I'm also using a 20-1 shot with East and a 6-1 shot with Concrete Rose.
You know, what you said about Newspaper of Record, Jeff, takes me back to the mid-80s in the WWF when Jimmy, Superfly Snuka, and Brutus the Barber Beefcake were tag team partners. And I'm going to tag team to you, Migliori, because I know you're going to pile on the accolades that you think Newspaper or Record will have and show this field on Friday.
Yeah, I guess we're our own version of the Fuji Brothers, another wrestling
reference.
There you go. But yeah, I love Newspaper. Yeah, I love Newspaper of Record. I think she breathes different air. And I think at the end of the day, if she stays healthy, we're going to be making Lady Eli comparisons. I think Newspaper of Record is a standout.
Okay, for the record, you and Jeff have already made the Lady of Eli.
Lady Eli
comparison. Millie, do you agree with the boys, or do you agree with Zoe that we can try and
upset? A little bit of both, actually. I agree that Newspaper of Record, nobody has been able to come close to touching her this so far. I think she's the class of the field. I think Zoe's on to something right with La Pelosa. That race, I think, it was a very fast race, the Natalma. I think the horses that coming out of there are going to fare well, including even my gal Betty, who was second to La Pelosa. But the other one for me is the Macon Bullet. Now, this is a horse that ran second in the Cheveley Park. Prior to that, the Lowther Stakes. Those are very top quality two-year-old races over there for filly. So I think that the fact this horse has, you know, shown that he can take a little bit of cut in the ground, I think his numbers-wise, the Macon Bullet is right up there. But I think, yeah, I think Chad Brown owns this race.
How about his record? He's mm-hmm. won it four times out of yeah. 10 starts. Yeah. He won the first one with Maram. He won last year. It seems like he owns this race.
I'll tell you what, La Pelosa, the one thing I do like is Buick back in the saddle. Buick is aboard for that first lifetime win in the debut. Let's move on to race number 7. Take you to the main track for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, a grade one with a $2 million purse. Mile and a 16th. And at Churchill, that's two turns. Jeff, I know you give a big push in here to a price that I actually completely agree with you.
Yeah, Sipican Harbor for me is my best long shot play of the day, although I recognize that Bellafina is very good, very fast, high quality, beautiful filly, high quality filly. I can find nothing to dislike about Bellafina. And Jaywalk, who got beaten in her debut and has been untouched since, rising speed figures, clearly the controlling speed. But I hope that somebody pushes her, because Sipican Harbor, for me, needs to come from, I think she needs to come from way out of it. I don't think she has to come from dead last.
I think she has to. There's enough speed in there. I think it's going to be quick early on.
Which might be to her liking. For those of you who have access, of course, to xbtv.com, go back and check out her workout on October 26th. 7/8 and 128/3 at Belmont. I can tell you that was a very deep, dead
racetrack.
Yeah. And 128/3 on that track was...
Track record.
Yeah, I mean, it was like if it was out here at Santa Anita, it'd be 3 or 4 seconds faster. Went with a workmate and finished up just as easily as you can possibly be. She is an orb filly who's just begging to run all day, and two turns with speed up front. I think you're going to get the 12-1 because Joel jumps off her to ride Jaywalk, which I don't blame him. I think that's legit. But Ortiz will ride her well, and I think Sipican Harbor has an excellent chance to pull off an upset.
I'm just going to pile on real quick before I go to Richard. I loved her last win. Trouble at the start, rallied 8 wide in the stretch. Out of a deputy minister mayor, and by Orb, who won the Derby on what track?
Churchill Downs.
So, to me, she wants two turns, as you said, all day long, and she gets a dream race flow. I think this is quick early, and I think it falls apart up front late. So, Sipican Harbor, I read Ortiz. Boy, what a dream pickup mount for him, I think. Yeah. And Gary Contessa, when he has the stock, can do a good job. Richard, who do you like in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies?
Well, you guys make a compelling argument for Sipican Harbor, and I agree. I love those old-school, long-distance workouts. She certainly is a filly that won't be short. And the fact that she overcame adversity to win last time, that being said, and Restless Rider coming back to win the Alcibiades kind of bore out that the spinaway was legit. Jaywalk was just so impressive. I don't think she needs a lead, but she's fast, and I think she makes her own trip. She actually ran faster in the Frisette than the boys did a day later in the Champagne, and I just think she's a big strapping filly that'll handle the two turns without any problem. So I'm going to wind up on Jaywalk, but you guys make a great argument for Sipican Harbor, and she will be on my ticket.
Hard to gauge those workouts based on the Keystone State at parts, but Jaywalk's form you cannot argue with. She has yet to run a bad race, and she's undefeated since adding Lasix 3 starts back. Millie, who do you like?
I think Jaywalk and Bellafina tower over this field. I really do single in on those two horses. You're going to get short prices with going with either one of those, but I do think this is one of those races, if you're playing those multi-race exotics, you want to key in on you know, two horses in here. Make it Bellafina and Jaywalk.
Zoe?
I don't agree with any of you. I'm going elsewhere. I do agree with you, however. Sipican Harbor's last work was very good. I thought her race in which she beat Restless Rider was great in the spinaway. But fillies tend to blossom at different times of the year, and I'm not seeing that blossom from Sipican Harbor. I think she blossomed at Saratoga in her last start. Physically, she looks great. I'd like to see a little bit more shine in her coat. One filly who stood out to me all week long watching them train at Churchill Downs is Restless Rider. She trains over a track she loves. She's 2 for 2. She's so relaxed. She's in the bridle. She's a filly who can run on or off the pace. I don't think she's pace dependent. And she loves Churchill. She's by Distorted Humor. I think she is going to shine brightest on Friday. I really do. And I love Sipican Harbor. But I just think that Restless Rider, who was beaten by Sipican Harbor, has moved forward a little bit more than Sipican Harbor at this time of the year.
Restless Rider started her career 2-for-2 at Churchill Downs, so she can handle the track. Jeff, the Pocahontas winner by a furlong hasn't even been mentioned. Serengeti Empress,
it's funny.
When she wins by a pole.
Yeah, she won her last two starts by a combined 33 lengths. That's pretty impressive, Serengeti Empress. The thing, though, is when you have a filly like that who wins two stakes races way off by herself, you'd expect the buyer number to be a lot higher than what was assigned. Now, that may not give her the full credit. Maybe she won with plenty left and could have gone faster. That's certainly a possibility. But buyer-wise, if you're going by speed figures and when you're trying to examine two-year-olds and evaluate them, that's a tool that you use. She's not real fast, which either indicates to me that she's capable of much better and you're going to get a price because of that, or maybe she's just not beating anybody. Here's the thing is, I will throw her in as a saver on my ticket, but I don't think she's 7-2 if Sipican Harbor is 12-1.
Yeah.
That's
Do we all agree that Bellafina is the deserved favorite, though?
Absolutely.
No, yeah. Nobody's
deserved
really picked
favorite,
her other
yeah.
than Billy.
Yeah. Deserved
no,
favorite,
she
yes.
is absolutely the deserved favorite.
Beat.
She is. No
all
question.
Right, let's go back to the grass course. Race number 8 on Friday at Churchill Downs, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. Now, Rich, I'm going to start with you and a really good Indigo Girls song. A really good former racehorse and now sire is Galileo. Line of Duty's 10-1 morning line, make your case, sir.
Well, I sure hope we get anywhere close to that 10-1. I tend to doubt it, but I really like Line of Duty. He's a horse that's been favored in every start, so obviously he showed ability from the start, working at home. 2 seconds, and now he's kind of figured the game out. He's overcome trouble in both of his last two starts to win. He's turning back in distance, so no matter how the ground is, he's got great foundation, great bottom. I'm not overly impressed with any of the American 2-year-old colts on the turf, so I think Line of Duty is definitely the horse to beat, but what price do we get?
Well, you haven't gotten a price in the last three. As a matter of fact, favored in all four lifetime starts, so I'm going to take the unders on the morning line at 10-1, and Millie, before I go to you, I want to go back to Jeff, because Jeff, I know you agree with Line of Duty in here.
I love this colt. Yeah. And here's the thing is, he won't be 10-1, but he'll be closer to 10-1, I think, in the rolling exotic.
Sure.
So if you can play him and key him up in pick threes or pick fours, whatever you can play, I think you might get a better price doing that than you will when the tote shows that he's getting play. Galileo, colt, progressive. His time form ratings have gone from 68 to 76 to 85 to 90. Just one going a mile and an eighth, so he's a dead fit horse. He can drop back. First time Lasix, by the way, top connections and a turn of foot that I think will really do him well in what should be a race that will be decided from the quarter pole home.
Yeah,
Line of Duty.
My problem is I wish Godolphin would start having a good year, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
right?
I mean, that's soaked in sarcasm for those of you listening. Millie, now give me your pick in the juvenile turf. What do you got?
Well, I think my day maker was Line of Duty, so I'm
sticking here we go.
with what I went with. But one of the reasons is that I thought he displayed such a powerful punch when finally the gap opened at Chantilly and he was able to eject through it. I thought that was a brilliant turn of foot from him. I know last year the Godolphin team was super unlucky with Mazar. The rider lost his stirrup. The Buick is riding this horse and lost all chances. And they were very high on Mazar, and rightfully so. He won the Epsom Derby this year. This group of juveniles, when you look at last year's depth, this is not as strong as last year. But I do think, so even the Line of Duty is a cut below Mazar, they highly regard this
still
horse.
Could be good enough with
and
this
still
crop.
Could be yeah. good enough with this crop exactly. So Line of Duty, the best of the Americans. You talked about the Americans, War of Will. In watching him train, this horse reminds me so much of how Catholic Boy looked going into this race last year. I mean, the rider's barely containing him. He's so full of himself. He's almost on the verge of running off, but he's a horse that I just think if they can manage to settle him down a little bit. He's a huge, big, strong colt by Warfront. Beautiful pedigree. I like him a lot underneath at 12-1.
I'll tell you what, I like Rosario back in the saddle the way he's riding lately. Zoe, who do you like in the juvenile turf?
Well, I'm not going to bore you. I'll just copy and paste what the other three said with Line of Duty here. Squarely the horse to beat, the son of Galileo. My American I'm going to throw in there is King of Speed. Now, call me crazy. You've called
crazy.
Me worse. If he can duplicate the same kind of race over a turf course with Given It, I think he's going to be right there. He gets Stevens. He's 8-1 with this other horse, Line of Duty, being 10-1. That's crazy. But watching him train at Churchill Downs, and even watching him train in the mud, his action never changes. He's got a fantastic action, a great demeanor. Jeff Bondy instills speed in all of his horses. The fact that this horse can rally from off the pace and be so patient and so kind means this is a really, really good horse. And I have a feeling that King of Speed is going to be longer than 8-1, is going to outrun those odds.
You had me at outrunning the odds.
Aaron, I know
I'm going outside.
Anthony Van Dyke, who actually is the most accomplished, more accomplished on his European form
his
in Line of Duty. I know you like him.
I love him. I love him. He was third in a group one last time out. What I love is if you look back in July, he's got a left-handed turn twice in his career. And by far and away, the most dominant wins that he's had. I think that he sits a good trip from that outside post because half the field looks like speed.
He's just
and half
drop
the field
over.
And half the field
he's
looks like
have
deep
to,
closers.
Because he's 14.
That's
hole.
Okay.
I have my doubts. Quite
all
frankly,
that doesn't help my price.
You might get more than 4-1.
Yeah, I think I will.
I've watched all of his races. He doesn't really strike me as a horse who wants to run much farther than 7/8. Now he did win going a mile, but not against this group. He's bred to run all day.
See,
by
when
Galileo.
When you guys go straight away, right. Left hand turn.
Yeah,
that's
I get
how this
it.
Works.
I get
all
it.
Right?
I get
that's
it.
How I'm doing.
You know, would I throw him in on a backup? Yes, but I like Line of Duty.
Finally, the Friday feature, guys. Race number 9, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. $2 million on the line. A grade one. 14 2-year-olds looking to be crowned champion. Millie, let's go to you first with your pick in the Juvenile.
My pick is my actually best bet for Friday. I am going with Game Winner. I like Complexity underneath for Chad Brown. That horse has been super in his two races. Very impressive. But I like the way that Bob has prepped Game Winner coming into us. The spacings of his works is undefeated, so you can't knock him. And he gets Joel Rosario gets the call back. I like Game Winner.
Game Winner 8-5 in the morning line. Complexity 5-2. Those two will be first and second choice when they leave the starting gate. Zoe, who do you like in the Juvenile?
I'm not sure they will, because I think an awful lot of money is going to go with Code of Honor.
Third He's choice. Be little, third choice.
I think he'll be second.
All right.
Little bit of a wise guy horse stumbling at the start, showed a new dimension. If you're looking at horses taking steps forward, go back and watch Code of Honor's first work that we have on XBTV before
nice,
he ever
nice
ran.
Nice selfish plug. Go ahead.
And then go and look at his last work. He's a horse going the right direction by Noble Mission, who's a full brother to Frankel. I love Code of Honor in here. I'm with Millie with Game Winner as well, but it's going to be Code of Honor on top. And I'll throw in a long shot just off a work that I saw the other day, and that's Topper T. You might be going, who?
Who?
Post position 13, 30-1. First time in the barn of Bill Mott.
The old Prairie to Canterbury to the Breeders' Cup move.
Absolutely. He's going to have speed from the 13 hole, and people are going to let him go. He's a big, beautiful-looking son of Quality Road.
Well, he's not getting in front of Complexity.
A lot of you guys started with Soldier's Call, and a lot of you are going to end with Code of Honor. I get it, Jeff Pylon. Go ahead.
All right, here's the thing. When it comes to handicapping the Breeders' Cup races, I am a lot less... I lean much less on workouts.
He's leaning right now. You just can't see
I'm
it.
Just
leaning forward.
No. I go by the form. But with two-year-olds, you have to look at workouts because you want to see who's progressing. You want to see who's advancing. The older horses have their form. You expect them to look good because they're good horses. But the two-year-olds, that's when you want to see who's moving forward. And I got to say, I looked at that workout of Code of Honor.
Can I just say this?
Code of Honor. And I'm saying that Code of Honor, to me... Three days ago, I was going to hand this race to Bob Baffert. I really was with Game Winner. Because I love Game Winner.
Sure.
But after watching Code of Honor train, I think he's the superstar in the making.
Siegel just pushed his chips into the middle of the table sitting in front of us. Rich, what do you got?
Well, I guess I'm going all in also because everything we've just said about Code of Honor, the steps that he's taken, now he was precocious and he tipped his hand. He could run before he made his first start and went wire to wire, very unusual for a Shug McGee horse to win going wire to wire first time out. Stumbled badly at the break, was gaining ground last time. Complexity, very talented. Game Winner, very talented, but they have similar styles. I think they have to respect each other enough, throw in Mind Control for a little more speed in there. And I think the race is going to heat up a lot in the middle, and I think it sets up for Code of Honor, a horse that's developed in leaps and bounds since the summertime. And I'm going to throw a horse in that caught my eye just watching him gallop at Churchill Downs that I'm going to definitely use. And he was well beaten by Game Winner. I think Gunmetal Gray has made an incredible impression at Churchill Downs.
I'm not going to talk you off Hollendorfer.
He does look great galloping over the track.
Yeah, his two-year-olds have been running all year long.
And his workouts in the morning have really signified progression.
So caught your eye as well?
Yeah. Most recently are far better than before he ran last time.
You know, to catch your eye, if you're listening to the podcast here, log on to xbtv.com. Access a majority, if not all, of the Breeders' Cup workouts leading up to the two-day event. This has been the Backstretch for Friday. We'll come back with a backstretch for Saturday, take you through all the races Saturday, Breeders' Cup at Churchill Downs. If you can't make it to the track, and it's a really good day to come even locally to Santa Anita or a track near you, if you can't make it there, make sure to log on to expressbet.com. Watch and wager. We wish you the best of luck.